Welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air, taking the commitment to a clean environment to the next level. Your host, Rick Friedman, will crown the climate hero and villain of the week, along with discussing worldwide environmental issues, showcasing new products designed with the longevity of our planet in mind, and putting the spotlight on the individuals making a big impact in helping the climate and pollution crisis through social media. Now, your host, Rick Friedman.
Today we're going to talk about the most exciting news I've had on this podcast in many months, maybe ever. No, it's not that Chelsea is atop the Premier League standings, or that Liverpool is in second place. That does make me happy. And much like the Liverpool song, You'll Never Walk Alone, you won't walk alone if you join the fight to stop climate change and global warming. I'll be right next to you. In the early 1960s, United States President John Kennedy had the goal of putting a man on the moon and returning to Earth safely by the end of the decade. You can find other podcasts that we'll discuss if that goal was to reach the moon was about technology, or was it beating the Russians to the moon to conquer space for the purpose of war? It's an interesting thought, but on this show, we're going to stick with what many called the effort to get to the moon, called it the moonshot. The United States put resources and money into a big pile in the middle of the table, made it happen. Neil Armstrong walked on the moon in July of 1969. More than 50 years later, the world is in need of another type of moonshot. This one's called Earthshot. And instead of reaching the heavens, we're putting our resources and money right here on Earth, attempt to fix our injured planet. Like many of the events on Earth, we attach a monetary prize for people and companies to compete. The Earthshot Prize is the most ambitious and prestigious of its kind, designed to incentivize change and help repair our planet over the next 10 years. But it's not just about the money. It's about committing to 10 years of action to get environmental world connected with funders and businesses and individuals to maximize the impact. Take these solutions that I'm going to talk about in a minute to bring them up to scale. And we're going to celebrate the people who are doing this. Hopefully they'll inspire people all over the world to work together, fix the planet. The Earthshot Prize is centered around 5 Earthshots. Sounds like a new drink. Hey, you want an Earthshot? No, man, I'm driving. Simple but ambitious goals for our planet, which, if achieved by 2030, will improve life for all of us for generations to come. Each Earthshot is underpinned by scientifically agreed targets, including the UN Sustainable Development Goals and other internationally recognized measures to help repair our planet. An award ceremony will take place in different cities across the world every year between 2021 and 2030, and award prizes to 5 winners. The Earthshot Prize, £1 million prize, is going to provide at least 50 solutions to the world's greatest environmental problems by 2030. More about that in a minute. Getting ahead of myself. These 5 Earthshots I mentioned, what are they? 1 is protect and restore nature. 2 is clean our air. 3 is revive our oceans. 4 is build a waste-free world. And 5 is fix our climate. Let's take a quick look at the 5 finalists in each Earthshot category.
Number 1.
The first Earthshot is protect and restore nature. John Kahekwa dreamed of working with endangered gorillas when he was a young man. He became a ranger and expert tracker. He saw the future of gorillas in the communities were bound together, living in poverty amidst the war in the DRC. In 1992, John founded the Pole Pole Foundation. One time he was out in the field and he asked a poacher why he poached. The man said, "Empty stomachs have no ears." John realized he needed to focus on the root causes of deforestation and bushmeat poaching, poverty and hunger in the community. Today, the foundation runs farming projects that grow low-cost, nutritious food. It helps former poachers gain new skills while teaching the importance of conservation to the next generation and providing vital support to rangers who are working in the parks. The foundation planted 4 million new trees, creating a buffer between the people and the natural world. Winning the Earthshot Prize would help the foundation expand their work and secure purchasing agreements with the Global North to develop new products that help protect gorillas.
Number 2.
Forests are home to half of our plants and animals and 75% of our birds. They suck carbon from the air and return the oxygen we breathe. Yet in 2020, more trees were cut down than ever before, helping cause a 10% increase in global warming. In the 1990s, the vast forests of Costa Rica were devastated. They were down to half their former size, but the people of Costa Rica and their Ministry for Environment had a plan to save them. Programs paid citizens to protect forests, plant trees, and restore ecosystems. Costa Rica's forests doubled in size. Flora and fauna thrived, led to a boom in ecotourism, contributing $4 billion to the economy. The government is now taking the approach to urban areas. Winning the Earthshot Prize would help it share knowledge and practices globally.
Number three.
Only a fraction of nature restoration projects has a lasting impact. Small teams, working alone, they lack the data, they don't have the right monitoring equipment, they don't have the right resources. As a result, these efforts can feel like a complete waste of time when the crisis is so big. Dr. Thomas Crowther, founder of Restore, wants to change all that. He built a free online platform for the restoration movement. Think of Restore like Google Maps for nature. It connects practitioners with ecological data and builds networks between activists, funders, and the public. For the first time, major scientific data sets are at the fingertips of conservationists, helping local knowledge fuel global change. Since launching in 2021, Restore has connected more than 50,000 restoration sites worldwide. And it's free for anyone to sign up. Winning the Earthshot Prize will help Restore transform how we protect and repair the planet. This is how we make a global movement work. The second Earthshot is clean our air.
Number one.
Ma Jun saw firsthand the impact of air and water pollution on human and planetary health when he worked for the media. He wanted to do more, realized that to fight pollution, you first have to measure it. He founded Blue Map. Blue Map is China's first public environmental database. Users can check local air and water quality and get real-time pollution data from more than 40,000 factories. Tens of thousands of micro-reporting has been filed by Blue Map users against polluting factories, and thousands of some of the largest emitters in China have been motivated to openly address their violation records. The app has been downloaded, get this, 10 million times. Blue Map's network of concerned citizens becomes part of the initiative that is changing China's cities. Blue Map demonstrates the power of transparency and accountability. It also teaches the world a lesson. Clever innovation combined with public participation, it's a perfect recipe for progress.
Number two.
Globally, we generate $120 billion of agricultural waste every year. What farmers can't sell, they often burn, with catastrophic consequences for health and in the environment. We've talked about farmers in New Delhi burning their stubble in a previous podcast. The burning of agricultural waste causes air pollution that in some areas has reduced life expectancy by 10 years. Vidyut Mohan was tired of it. He started a social enterprise called Takachar. Takachar has developed a cheap, small-scale, portable technology that attaches to tractors in remote farms. The machine converts crop residues into sellable bioproducts like fuel and fertilizer. Takachar's technology reduces smoke emissions by up to 98%, which will help improve the air quality that currently reduces the affected population's life expectancy. If Vidyut can get this product up to scale, it could cut billions of tons of carbon dioxide every year.
Number three.
We're going to stay in India for our next candidate. Vinusha Umashankar proves you are never too young to help the environment through innovation. She's just 14. Her solar-powered ironing cart is a clean alternative to the charcoal-powered street irons that press clothes for millions of Indians each day. One day on the way home from school, she saw an ironing vendor dumping charcoal in the garbage. She started researching the impact of charcoal. She saw how smoke causes lung disease among the vendors. She learned the connection between charcoal and deforestation. Each year, industrial quantities of trees are felled to make charcoal. Her solar-powered cart replaces dirty charcoal with clean energy from the sun. She pedals around town ironing clothes for people. I've never seen that here in the States. I've never even heard of it before. I need to get to India and explore that magical country. 5 hours of sunshine powers the iron for 6 hours. Can you imagine you're driving down the street and you say, boy, I wish somebody would iron my shirt. Well, there she is. Vinusha plans to manufacture the solar ironing cart in India and sell it at an affordable price. She wants to export it to Asia and Africa, wherever the sun shines throughout the year. I don't think anyone's buying that in my town. Like I said, she's only 14 years old. What were you doing to save the world when you were 14? Let's see, when I was 14, I was playing basketball and baseball every chance I got. Fun for sure, but not planet-saving stuff. Better late than never, right? The next category is revive our oceans.
Number one.
Ocean warming and acidification are set to destroy over 90% of coral reefs by 2050, a death sentence for 25% of marine life who need them to survive. It will be a disaster, too, for the billion human lives dependent on the benefits the reefs provide. A year after Sam Teicher and Gator Halpern launched Coral Vita's first facility in Grand Bahama, Hurricane Dorian destroyed their coral farm. The experience brought home the extent of the climate emergency and strengthened their resolve to protect our reefs. Coral Vita, which grows coral on land to replant in the ocean, gives new life to dying ecosystems. Its methods grow coral up to 50 times faster than traditional methods and improves resilience to the impact of climate change. Teicher and Halpern work with local communities, public officials, and private companies to improve education, create new job prospects, and build a model to inject more funding into environmental protection. With Coral Vita's methods, a single farm could potentially supply coral for an entire nation. And they ultimately envision a network of such farms in every country with reefs, kickstarting a restoration economy to preserve the ecosystems that sustain all of us. Winning the prize will help them make that vision a reality.
Number two.
The ocean covers 70% of the Earth. It provides food for billions and half the oxygen we breathe. Devastating human impact is pushing the oceans towards a tipping point beyond which we may never recover. That's the whole idea behind a tipping point. God, I hate that word. Why did I use that? Let's try it again. Devastating human impact is pushing the oceans towards a limit that we may never recover from. Pristine Seas, a global ocean conservation program, is leading the charge to avert catastrophe. The project was founded by Dr. Enrique Sala, National Geographic's explorer in residence. A former university professor, Sala grew up by the Mediterranean Sea, where he saw the destruction firsthand. In 2008, Sala founded Pristine Seas, bringing together an expert team of scientists, filmmakers, policy experts, with the aim to protect 30% of our oceans by 2030. Companies already produced over 200 peer-reviewed scientific publications and 30 documentary films to inspire others to action. So far, Pristine Seas has helped establish 24 marine reserves worldwide across an area of over twice the size of India. Pristine Seas aims to lead a global movement to protect 30% of all the ocean by 2030. Winning the prize would scale this conservation mission, boost visibility of their issues, help educate a new generation of leaders, and transform economies. If Pristine Seas succeeds, try saying that five times fast, our oceans and the life they sustain can be saved.
Number three.
With sea levels on the rise, concrete defenses against the tide now ring half the shores of coastal cities. But these artificially built defenses can be devastating for marine life. Living Seawalls is a project funded in Sydney Harbor. It's changing this. Sydney is a coastal city, especially exposed to rising sea levels. Consequently, sea defenses are an important part of climate change adaptation. But these flat concrete structures are devoid of shelter for many marine organisms. Founded in 2018, Living Seawalls, a flagship program of the Sydney Institute of Marine Science, has a solution. Its habitat panels, fitted to sea defenses, mimic natural formations like rock pools and mangrove roots. Living seawalls have 36% more marine species than flat seawalls after only 2 years. 85 species now thrive among the panels. The project isn't limited to Sydney. Three other Australian cities and coastal shorelines in Wales, Gibraltar, and Singapore have followed suit. The Earthshot Prize Fund would support new research, educational program, and more sites across the globe. This would be living, breathing proof marine life and coastal cities can thrive together. Good Lord, don't you just love these people? Why aren't we seeing any of these great ideas on the news every day? Why are we tortured with the same stories over and over and over again? Well, of course, the reason's money. Mainstream media, whether it's on the right or the left, they're not really there for our education. They're for-profit businesses with the goal of increasing viewership and in turn ratings. Do you really think people are sitting in meetings talking about a 14-year-old young lady pedaling around town with a solar-powered iron? Of course not. So where do you turn for this type of news? Well, here's one. Or two, you can scour the internet for more news instead of watching people pull pranks on each other on TikTok. Okay, you have my blessing to do both, but mix in a little information too. The fourth Earthshot Prize is Build a Waste-Free World.
Number one.
A third of all food produced globally is wasted. Each discarded food item uses precious resources and puts pressure on agriculture. The global food system generates between 25 and 30% of the world's total greenhouse gas emissions. Meanwhile, hundreds of millions go hungry. The city of Milan's food waste hub tackles two problems in one. Launched in 2019 with the aim of halving, as in 50% waste, by 2030, each hub recovers food mainly from supermarkets and companies' canteens and gives it to NGOs who distribute it to the neediest citizens. Milan is the first major city to enforce a citywide food waste policy encompassing public agencies, food banks, charities, NGOs, universities, and private businesses. And it's working. Today, the city has three food waste hubs, each recovering about 130 tons of food per year, or enough to supply 260,000 meals. Milan's created this blueprint that can be scaled anywhere. If more follow Milan's lead, cities may become one of our greatest assets in humanity's progress towards a waste-free world.
Number two.
A sanitary and waste management crisis is unfolding in the developing world as booming cities struggle with a deluge of waste. Urban centers are outgrowing their sewage systems. The world needs clean, cost-effective ways to process organic waste. Enter Sanergy. Emerging economies generate 2 billion tons of solid waste each year. That number is going to keep getting bigger. Sanergy, based in Nairobi, proves it can be managed safely. Locally built, cost-effective dry toilets offer a clean and affordable alternative to sewers. The sanitation waste from slums and all other forms of organic waste from kitchens, agricultural packhouses, and markets is safely removed, transported to Sanergy's factory, where it is consumed by black soldier fly larvae and converted to safe agricultural inputs sold to local farmers. Sanergy serves 140,000 residents daily and removes 20,000 tons of waste per year. It also combats food insecurity. Sanergy's organic fertilizer and insect protein for animal feed boosts farming volumes by up to 30%, helping farmers meet the needs of expanding populations. So, the poop gets consumed by flies, by the larva of flies, and that turns into food to the animals that we eat. That ought to be enough to make you a vegan. Sanergy is already the largest waste recycling factory in Eastern Central Africa. Over the next 5 years, the founders want to repurpose 5 million more tons of waste. It's a resourceful solution to a mucky problem.
Number three.
Nearly 40% of the world's population is on track to experience water stress by 2050. Climate change and population growth are already driving shortages across the world. WOTA, W-O-T-A, is a Japanese startup. They want to improve water security by helping people reuse wastewater. Founded in 2014, the company's first product, WOTA Box, is the only solution of its kind, turning more than 98% of water waste from showers, hand washing, and laundry into clean, fresh water. A fraction of the size of a typical water treatment plant and over 50 times more efficient, WOTA Box can be delivered at scale. Plus, installation requires no existing infrastructure. The solution has already had an impact. In recent years in Japan, more than 20,000 people used them after floods, typhoons, and earthquakes cut off water supplies. Winning the Earthshot Prize would help them expand operations across the world while lowering costs for developing countries. WOTA hopes to make its technology as commonplace as a power generator. All right, thanks for hanging in there with me. This is the fifth Earthshot, is Fix Our Climate. Here are the three finalists.
Number one.
Vaita Kawan was born in a South Pacific island. She co-founded Anaptor. Its green hydrogen technology could change the way we power our world. We've already made huge advances in renewable energy, but we can do more. 30% of our energy already is renewable, but we need to focus on the rest of it. Anaptor provides a clean alternative. Its AEM electrolyzer technology turns renewable electricity into emission-free hydrogen gas. I have no idea how this works. I started reading about it, and I got a headache. Ms. Cowan's amazing. The technology already fuels cars and planes, powers industry, and heats homes. Winning the Earthshot Prize would help scale mass production, which is planned to begin in 2022. Anaptor's envision is to account for 10% of the world's hydrogen generation.
Number two.
Olugbenga Olubanjo grew up in Nigeria as one of 600 million Africans without reliable electricity access. He founded Redi, a clean tech startup that protects the environment and provides reliable, affordable electricity. Global demand for electricity is growing. Increased demand, especially in developing countries, means more economic growth. But too often, that comes at the expense of the environment as fossil fuel use grows. Redi capsules provide a solution. Solar-powered energy capsule, a lithium battery, can be rented and returned for 50 cents a day, cutting energy costs by 30% and boosting local businesses. So here's how it works. Step one, Redi capsules are charged at the energy stations strategically positioned in communities. Stations are powered by, of course, solar panels. Two, customers use credit cards, debit cards, money, cash to rent fully charged Redi capsules for a stipulated period of time. Alternatively, customers can also pay the fee through an app. Three, the capsule is rented out for a specific period of time. Four, customers use the capsule to power televisions, laptops, fans, lights, radios, phones, hair clip, I don't know, just about anything. Five, customers return the capsule. Six, customers claim their reward points after returning the capsule. The reward points are added to the customer's account and can be applied to purchase or offset any additional services offered by Redi. The company already provides clean electricity to over 600 combined households and businesses monthly, adding 12,000 new households and businesses by the end of 2021. Funding from the Earthshot Prize, if they win it, would help it go global, reaching 12,000 households per month in 2022. At this scale, the company's production costs per unit would be cut by 30%, and Redi would be able to successfully utilize data-driven and digitally enabled systems to simplify customers' journey to clean, affordable energy.
Number three.
Across the world, close to 1 billion people have no electricity. Without it, they often burn charcoal and wood, dire consequences for human and planetary health. A company called SoulShare provides it. Bangladesh-based SoulShare created SoulBazaar, the world's first peer-to-peer energy exchange network. Homes with a rooftop solar panel sell any excess electricity into a microgrid network where others can buy it. Helps the environment, but also gives poor communities a new source of income. The sun. It's been there the whole time. SoulShare's 72 grids have already helped more than 7,500 people in remote communities. It's reduced emissions and made money for consumers. Energy trading has boosted some household incomes by 25%. The nation's most threatened by climate change, and Bangladesh is certainly one of them, they can help lead the fight against it. Well, all right. That's quite a collection of brilliant and dedicated people looking out for my children and unborn granddaughter. Woohoo! Can't wait to meet her next spring. The first ever Earthshot Prize award ceremony is going to take place just in a couple days on October 17th at the iconic Alexandra Palace in London. The Earthshot Prize will be broadcast on BBC One at 8 o'clock BST. That's British summertime. You can also find it. It's going to stream globally on Discovery Channel's Facebook page, as well as be available on Discovery Plus worldwide on the 19th. The ceremony will be opened by Prince William and also feature Sir David Attenborough, who will speak about the importance of the Earthshot Prize and his optimism in our ability to rise to the greatest environmental challenges of our time. David Attenborough has hosted so many shows on BBC. Like, if we can't do this, he's going to be so mad at us. Oh, my God. The five winners of the Earthshot Prize will be announced and receive £1 million in prize funding. Created by Prince William and the Royal Foundation, the Earthshot Prize has led to an unprecedented global search for the most inspiring and innovative solutions to the greatest problem we've ever faced. Thank you so much for listening to this special episode. Please watch the award show. You can go to the Earthshot website for lots more information. That's earthshotprize.org. Hey, Galileo, we're trying to make sure science rules the day down here. So take it easy up there. And by the way, thanks for refining the telescope. And good night, Galileo.
Thanks for listening to A Breath of Fresh Earth with your host, Rick Friedman. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you're the first to hear new episodes. If you want to nominate someone for Climate Hero of the Week, send it to Rick at the link below. This has been A Breath of Fresh Earth. Thanks for listening.